Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to be here. I'm going to have to get this set up a bit. But first of all, I want to wish all of my dear brothers and sisters who are celebrating today, Happy New Year's. It's time to celebrate and to pray for a new year. And I know every year I'm in Argentina. Every year for the last 25 years, except for the year of the pandemic, I've been in Argentina when we've had the celebration. And my wife and I always prayed for the dear brothers and sisters at Cascades Church because they have a big celebration there. So, Happy New Year's. And I'm glad to be here. I'm not supposed to be here. But God wants me here. And I know He wants me here because I had to put off my trip for a month. And there's 8 different things that we can see now that's happened in the last month that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been in Argentina. So God knows what He's doing. Don't ever be upset what happens with you, with God. All things work together for good to them that love God. Sorry. Let's get this set up now. Where I tried it earlier and it wasn't working, so we've got a great tech person down there in the back. So what we'll try to do is just get it going very quickly here. We can sing 5 or 6 hymns, and no, we don't have to sing 5 or 6. There we go. Zoom, allow, join the Zoom. Yes. Okay. Maybe he won't accept me. Okay, join Zoom. Okay, I'm joining Zoom. Okay, let's try it again. Oh, that's why. Okay, now yes, that was my fault. Allow. Okay, am I on now? Yes? Yes, I'm there. Okay, good. Good morning. Anyway, here we go. Now just get this here. Down here, and we'll get the message up. And we can share the screen if that's okay with you, Roy. I can share it. Okay. Mute. Share screen. Okay. Try it again one more time. Share screen. Yes. Share. Okay, we're there. Okay, now just go to. Okay. Voila! I didn't think we were going to get there. You know, last year, in December, I prayed literally all December for a message that God wanted me to speak to in 2025. And all last year, He told me to, through the Word of God and through other people talking to me, that I should speak on Revelation. And I did 38 messages, different messages on Revelation last year. And I was blessed. So this December, I prayed, and I just couldn't get. I want, God, what do you want me to speak on? I want to speak on something that will stimulate the Christians, that will encourage the Christians, that will give them a kick in the pants if that's what they need. I need it sometime. And He told me to speak on animals. I've never done this. Animals, yes. So what I've done is chosen to speak on animals in 2026. And last week I spoke on sheep at 10th Avenue. And the week before that, I spoke on horses. This week, I am going to be speaking on ants. Ants. And ants are all over the place. In my house, for instance, I had a real problem this year on ants. And I had to get, look at them, they're all over the place there. and we have renters downstairs, and they had a problem with ants, and we had a problem with that. And so what I had to do, I had to get a company in, and it cost me over $300, and we finally got, you've got some ants here, don't you? No, you don't. No, deacons, I don't want to get you in trouble. But you know, it's a problem, ants. And you know, in Argentina, we have ants everywhere because all of our soil in where I live, in the plains, in what's called the pampas, in the prairies, I guess you'd call them here, it's all ants. So I know what ants are. And so, you know, there's queen ants, there's male ants, there's worker ants, there's three different types of ants. And they are such an education for me in the Bible. And I hope that we all get inspired when we hear this message, because I believe it's a message from God. And I've read books and books on it. And for instance, go to the ants. This is Proverbs chapter 6, verse 8. Go to the ants, O slugger. Consider her ways and be wise. Well, having a chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in the summer and go gather her food in the harvest. So this is God telling us in the Bible through the Solomon, go to the ants. He wants us to go to the ants, and he wants us to know about the ants, because there's some real things in the life of an ant that can help us. Proverbs 30:25 says, the ants are a people not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. And then in Proverbs 30, another verse, it says, for four things on earth are small. They are extremely wise. Wise. Ants are wise. And ants are people not strong, yet they provide their food in the winter. What is there in this scripture to help us? In the Bible, ants are mentioned in Proverbs chapter 6 and Proverbs chapter 30. And we just looked at them. We'll look at them again. But it talks about their wisdom. Ants have a wisdom. And we are to have wisdom as Christians. We are to follow the example of the ants and have wisdom. 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 I ask God for wisdom all my days. I need wisdom. I don't always have wisdom. But you know where we find wisdom? In the Word of God. So the ants had wisdom. Ants had diligence. They were going concerned. They were always doing, going, working. You want them, and they walk. Oh, there's trails and trails of them all over where I live in Argentina. All over the place. Ants, and more ants. And you spray them, and then the next day there's more ants. You stamp them out, the next day there's more ants. But they're diligent. They work hard. And they have a foresight. They look in the future. And we too, are going to see from the scripture, to look in the future. What's in the future? We used to say, saying, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. I think that was one of the songs in my day. But that's not true. We know what the future. We have it here in the Bible. We might not know everything about the future, but we know who holds the future. We know who's in charge of the future. And we have to go to him. We have to go to him for wisdom about the future. You know, this fantastic. Ants teach us to work hard. To work hard. I don't know how your work party went here the last time you had a work party. I hope you... Yeah, that looked clean. That light's clean. Yeah. Somebody cleaned that. Yeah. We have to work hard. We have to work hard. We'll see where we have to work hard. We also have to provide for the future. And spiritually, we have to provide for the future. We are not saved by good works, but we are saved for good works. And that's the difference. And we're going to get into that a bit. And then we have to avoid laziness. Laziness. In Argentina, there's a word I don't like. It's mañana. Anybody know what the word manana means?
Tomorrow.
Oh, sí, Ronaldo, vamos a hacerla mañana. No. Why wait for spring? Do it now. And that's what the ants did. They were very diligent. Helping ants rebuild their homes. There's a book on it. Now, you can go to the internet, but be careful. Ojo. These are just some. Jeremiah has a book on the ants. Pastor John Newfield has a pastor. Anyway, there's a lot of really good books, but be careful. And if you ever have any problems of deciding whether it's a good site and website, phone up Harold, phone up Eric, phone up one of the other elders here at the church. But there's some really good. I read 4 books on it. I was so blessed. And all of them had different pictures. Do you know that there's a 12,000 species worldwide of ants? Ants are the longest living insect. Now, there's nothing spiritual in this, but this is interesting. Ants are the longest living insect. The ant is one of the world's strongest creatures in relationship to its size. Haven't you seen them? They carry those big green leaves, and you see them all going along, and you're there. And the next day, there goes the leaves again. I have seen trees in Argentina, trees, big trees, trees like this. One day, beautiful green, next day, there's nothing there. Nada, rien, nothing, nothing, nothing. The ants have eaten it, and they've taken it to their, where they live. Ants hold the record for the fastest moving animal in the animal kingdom. Now that's something. It's hard to believe, but that's what it is. Remember, there's 12,000 different types. Okay. Ants are social insects which live in colonies. Oh, doesn't that talk to you? You have a beautiful, beautiful community here. You have, I read what Roy puts on the internet. I follow you. I've got telephone book. I follow you. I pray for you. I don't know all your names, but praise God. You've got a colony here. You've got a hospital. See, a hospital is really, I was in it for 8 days. I was going banana. And the poor nurses were going bananas too after 4 days, once I got my health a little bit back. But you know, this is a hospital. It's sick people and sick people. But we're all saved by grace, and we've been forgiven of our sins, and we work together. And we help our brother here. We help our sister there. We phone up our sister. We phone up our brother. We send a text message. We send an email. We send an Instagram. We send a WhatsApp. We are so privileged here. I enjoy 16 because there's activities here. There's something for every one of you. And when we think of the ant, how diligent he is. Ants don't have ears, and some of them don't have eyes. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, lessons on the ant. Oh, the ant, all the, there's some at the camp, you know, oh man, they pick. They. I remember one time I had 110 things on the back of me because I was working in a ditch doing irrigation at camp, and I was digging, and they were all over my back. Oh, my wife took ointment, put them on every one of them, 110. Bites. Oh, they're ugly things. Application. Believers are called to live diligently. Believers are called to live. That's why I'm speaking now, because the majority of you, I think, are a part of the family of God. And if you're not in the family of God, between the two meetings, I'm going to be here fixing this things up. Come and see me. I would like to be I would like you to be my brother and my sister. I would like to be a part of your life. And I'm not nosy. It's just that I just love people. And Jesus loves people. And if you don't speak English, I'll speak Chinese. That would be nice. I can't. But anyway, if you don't speak, we can speak French or Spanish. But oh, God is so good. God, in our walk, we are to be diligent. In our families, we are to be diligent. In serving in the church, we are to be diligent. In our daily responsibilities, we are to be diligent. We should not wait until circumstances force us to act. Spiritual growth, prayer, study, and service require intentional, steady effort. Look for a way. How can I help in 16th? What is there in 16th that I can do? I remember spending 4 days at Cascade. Not anymore. In the last 5 years, I've had some health problems. But I can remember 5 years ago Sandy Chu, on her knees, scrubbing the rug, cleaning marks off. Did somebody tell me to? No. And I'm not patting myself on the back because he's the one that suggested it. He said, Ron, can you help me? I said, sure can. But there's so much to do in a local church. And you can see it up on the screen there. There's so many responsibilities that we can do. So, facts about the ants. We're not going to touch all this. We don't have time. But there's so much interesting thing about ants that you can go through. So we're going to talk about 3 points, just 3 points. And if you've got a camera, take a picture. First, we're going to talk about the ants work faithfully. Faithfully. Do you realize that God wants us to be faithful? It's not the one that preaches all the time. It's the one who is faithful that God loves. He loves us too, that preach. And I'm supposed to be faithful, but I'm not always faithful. But God is always faithful. And God wants us to be diligent. He wants to be faithful in things we do. The ant works faithfully. Faithfully, okay? It says in the Bible that the ant is praised in Scripture for diligence. Proverbs tells us the ant has no guide. Nobody's guiding him. They don't have elders and deacons. They don't have bosses. They don't have gerantes. They do what they had to do, and they do it. They see something, they do it. I'm telling young people in our assemblies to get into the Word because we need preachers. And this guy who's coming next week with you guys is one of the best. He's written 2 or 3 books. I've read his in English and in Spanish. Tremendous young man. Well, young man, I guess he's not young anymore, either am I. But anyway, they didn't have any overseers. They had no rulers. Can you imagine? Yet it worked constantly, gathering food to prepare for the seasons. The ant does not wait to be forced, to be threatened, or to be supervised. Look at these things. This talks to us. That should be on our life. Not threatened. If you don't do it, you're going to have problems in your life. If you don't do it, no. You should be threatened. You shouldn't have to have a guilt trip put on you. You should do it joyfully, as unto the Lord. I come early here in the morning because I try to set this thing up. And there's 5 or 6 people running around here. People putting they put this back. They put that back. They put that up there. They put that up. They put this up. There was 5 or 6. And that lady in there, God bless her. She was here early too. People didn't have a list of what to do this morning. I don't think so. I don't think there was a list. I don't think there was a email sent out this week. Come early, come at 8:45 and 9 o'clock, and we have to do this. I don't think there was. I could be wrong. But I didn't see anybody carrying a paper around. That's like an ant. Ants are the same way. They're diligent. Its labor flows from instinct and responsibility. This is your church. This is your assembly. This is your place of worship. This is your sanctuary. One lady this morning I met, and she showed me her thing that she brought to eat. I can't stay because it's my last day home, so my kids are all coming over. But boy, this lady had a casserole like that. And boy, now, wow. See, that's service. That's just a small thing, but it looked delicious. I would have taken some out in the parking lot there if I had a spoon. It looked so good. But that's what service is. That's what the ant does. You should not wait until circumstances force you to act. I have to do this. I can remember Mr. He'd be outside with the air blower doing the leaves, cleaning leaves. Sunday after Sunday, when I used to come to preach in the fall, leaves and leaves. And he could hardly walk. So much to do. Spiritual growth. We must work on it. We have to work on our spiritual growth. If we want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have to work at it. It doesn't come easy. Satan's on your back all the time. But you have to be diligent. You have to pray. I pray for you. And I know some of you prayed for me. That's why you got out of the hospital 8 days. I think I probably got out of the hospital 8 days because the nurses were so upset with me. I was feeding the patients. I was helping them with their covers, putting the covers on them. I was taking them the meals. I was having a great time because I was healthy. Just I couldn't breathe too well. That's all. Nothing serious. Just couldn't breathe. But anyway, God knows. Study. We have to study to show ourselves approved unto God. We have to study, not just. I mean, I have daily bread. I read it. I have it every day. I have it in French, read to me on my iPad. I have the torch. I have two or three different devotions like that. But that's not enough. That's not enough. We got to study. Like the ant, we got to be studied. We've got to serve. We got to act and we got to serve. Jesus came to serve others, didn't come to serve himself. We love to be served. Isn't that nice? I'm going to try to take my wife to an all-inclusive for her 80th birthday. I know she looks 65 and I look 70, but that's not true. She's going to be 80 and I'm already 80. But I love to go to a place like that and sit there and, yes, could I have a little more dessert, please? Yeah. Yes, I'll have another cup of coffee, please. You love to be served. But we're here on earth, us Christians, to serve, not to be served. Require intentional study efforts. The ant teaches us the faithfulness today prepares us for tomorrow. God honors diligent hands, not lazy hands. Second one, very quickly, discipline. They are very disciplined. And this is one, I mean, you know, I'm not disciplined in everything. My wife has all the chocolates hidden in our house. If I see chocolate, I go for it. I haven't got any discipline. No, seriously, I'm giving you. I came out of my siesta the other day at 3 o'clock, and there was a pot of gold on the counter. Seriously, you know what a pot of gold is?
I know. Yeah.
The chocolate. I was so happy. I said, "Finally," because she doesn't want me to have it because of the weight. I opened it up. It was empty. She was using an empty box to wrap up something to be sent away by air. Didn't get my chocolates. But discipline, yes. Proverbs 6:8 says that the ant provides her meal in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. This shows discipline. Discipline. Doing the right thing at the right time. That's so important. The ant understands season. We have seasons in our life. I'm in such a season now that all of my friends are dying. So I go to more funerals than I go to weddings. You had a nice wedding here on Sunday, yesterday or the other day. But I don't go to very many weddings anymore because all of the young people are getting married. I'm not the next generation. I'm the next generation. But funeral, I go to funerals just about once every month or once every 2 weeks. So we have to understand our season. We have to adapt to our season. We have young people here, we have older people here, And we're spiritually, how are you doing spiritually? There's seasons in spirituality too. Where are you in the level you're working towards? Yes, it prepares for crisis comes. If it's a hard winter, they've got enough food for the hard winter. There's no panic in winter because prepared happiness in the summer. So all summer, the ant works, all summer. And he has all this food for the winter. Fantastic, fantastic. Spiritual and practically, discipline matters. We must show God's word. We must store God's word in our heart before trials come. See, we have to be prepared. Yes, you're right, you know, but the word of God says, God, do it down to me, Lemon, for God so loved the world, you got to be prepared. You got to store. Saturate your mind. Impregnate your mind with the word of God. So when you need it, boom, you've got it. So important. We must build faith before storms come. We must prepare moral before temptations show up. Many people fail because they are evil, but not because they are evil, because they are undisciplined. But time's just about gone. The ant reminds us that preparation is a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. Discipline is a spiritual thing. And discipline today prevents regret tomorrow. And last thing, dependability. The ant works junto, ensemble, together. They work as a team, and that's what you got here. You got a big team. The ants are people not strong, yet prepare their meat in the summer. Ants are not strong individually, but they are dependable collectively. Ants work together without complaining, competing, or pride. And that's what the church does. That's what the assembly does. That's what the people of God do. We work together. When there's a project, I want to help. When there's something to clean up, I'll help. When there's something to go, a place to go, and somebody needs a ride, I'll give you a ride. We've got to be prepared. Each one does its part and the whole colony benefits. Each one does their own part in the local assembly, and wow, the assembly goes ahead. Application. The church is stronger when believers are dependable, showing us consistency, serving faithfully, supporting one another. God never intended believers to work alone. Unity multiplies strength. This is all from the ant. What a study, eh? Well, the time is gone. I've got about 4 or 5 slides, but we'll leave them. You got the picture? You picked up what I'm dropping? Because this is so deep. It's teamwork. Work it together. Did one person bring this pulpit up here? I saw him in there. He was by himself first. Yeah, I saw him. Then another came, and teamwork, they brought it out here. It's heavy, but not one, but two working together. I don't think they got paid. I don't think anybody told them to do it, but because of the wedding, it was in there. So this wasn't up here. You get it? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you once again for the story about the ants. We're so excited about the animals in the Bible, Heavenly Father, and the things that you teach us from the animals and the things you want us to learn from the animals. And it's not anything but from you, Heavenly Father. So we just pray as a group here, as we go down to have a coffee break, we thank you for that. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the women and maybe men brought the casseroles and salads and desserts and whatever today. Bless 16. Use them. And we'll give you all the praise and glory that you deserve. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.